Hey everyone, this is Life Talks with Scott, and this is episode 7 of our Marriage Relationship Purity Series. Jesus is Lord. So, if you've been following along, then you know we're in episode 7. If you haven't gone back and listened to our other episodes, make sure to do that. We are in our Marriage, Relationship, and Purity series. So go back and get a baseline for what we're going to be talking about today. We've talked about everything from the foundation of marriage to covenant to being a powerful person. I've shared a little bit of our testimony with you. So just make sure to go back and listen to those. Now, last episode, we talked about soul ties. I've had a lot of feedback on that episode in terms of people who said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had one of those." So, make sure to go back and listen to that one as well. Now, today, I'm going to be talking about what I call healthy dating and really what my definition of dating is. It's not necessarily the same as the world's, and it's not a bad thing either. And so if you're single, then it's definitely one that you want to listen to. But even if you're not single, it's still an excellent episode to listen to so that you can kind of help other people on their journey. Like as we've talked about, finding your spouse can be complicated. Like it's just a difficult thing to navigate through. There's a cascade of emotions that you can feel in the process, ranging from just complete joy and happiness and bliss to anxiety and fear, all right? And we want to help you navigate that. You know, I remember when I was in this process with my wife that it was like being in the wine press. Like I was being squeezed, and so many things were being squeezed out of me in that season. It was a really, really challenging season just because the Lord was getting me ready for marriage. It's like I've said, when you get married, it's not addition, it's not 1 + 1, but it really is a multiplication. Like everything in you is about to be multiplied, and the good and the bad. And so there's a lot of issues that you want to work on before you actually get married, because once you get married, those issues, they just seem to get exponentially larger. And so if you have any issues before, really work on those before you get married, because when you get married, I'm telling you, when you get married with someone and you're in this close proximity with them, it is like being squeezed. And I remember when me and Camila first got married, when we were getting married, I'm like, I got my act together. I feel like I'm not perfect by any means, but I feel like I have my act together. I'm telling you, 3 months into our marriage, and I felt like I was a lost person. I'm like, do I even know Jesus? I mean, things are just being squeezed out of me in our marriage that I didn't even know were there. Because I hadn't been in that type of environment. I hadn't been around a person like that really just squeezed me. Now, I'd been in tough situations, but that's different because, situations come and go. But when you're married, I remember being married, I'm like, she's just around me all the time. This is crazy. Being a single guy and having a lot of freedom, it was really challenging for me. And so our first few months of marriage, like I grew so much, and I had so many changes come in my life, which were so beneficial and have helped me. Now it's crazy to think like, man, I don't even know what it would be like to be single again. I'm so used to having my wife around me constantly, and it's enjoyable. Like it's something that I truly enjoy now. So I kind of want to talk about the process of searching for your spouse, and I want to talk about some things that are helpful. Now, look, I did talk about that in, I think, episode 3, Finding God's Helpmate. So this is just going to be kind of an add-on to that one. So I just want to give you some tips. And look, these are my tips, my experiences that I'm going to share with you that I found extremely helpful. And I think they're helpful for anyone. But my story isn't necessarily your story. And so don't try to make things happen my way. But again, I think these tips are really helpful. And really today what we're going to be talking about are boundaries. Boundaries are so important when you are dating or you are when you are looking to date, when you're in a relationship with someone, right? And now I want to rephrase. When I say dating, okay, I don't say dating as the world says dating, like, hey, let's just enter into a relationship and we'll be boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't do that. Okay, that's not how me and my wife started our relationship. In fact, me and my wife were friends until she was engaged, right? And so what happened is I told her, I said, I'm not putting a title on our relationship. Like, I don't want to title it. Like, I don't want to call you my girlfriend. I don't want you to call me a boyfriend. If people ask about us, we'll say, you know, we're talking. We're cultivating this relationship to see where the Lord is going to take it, all right? And so, you know, we were intentional. We didn't just get in a relationship and just, oh, let's see where it takes us. And like, we were really intentional of seeking the Lord, okay? Because, you know, like I said, we knew our value, we knew our worth, and we knew what the Lord had spoken over our lives. And we wanted to make sure that this individual was the one that the Lord had for us. Now, you know, if you went back and listened to my, if you heard our testimony, then you know that I knew from the beginning when the Lord had spoken to me. But still, I needed the Lord to confirm to her as well. It wasn't my responsibility to tell her. It was the Lord's responsibility to tell her. But to protect us, I didn't want to put a title on anything. You know, and I said, look, we're going to be friends. We're going to cultivate this relationship and just we're going to see what happens. And so we were. We didn't hold hands. We didn't kiss or anything until she was engaged. And when she was engaged, then that was the first time that we called each other boyfriend and girlfriend. All right. Now, so I want to talk about these boundaries. Okay. And so when I say dating, understand it from that perspective of you're just cultivating a relationship to see what the Lord's going to do with it. Now, the Song of Songs has a verse that they say several times throughout the book, and it says, "Do not arouse or awaken love until she pleases." Now, that verse, I want to kind of unpack that verse for a minute. Do not awaken or arouse love until she pleases. So what does that mean? That means don't wake up love. Don't wake up love until she's ready. Okay, and what that essentially is saying is until you're ready for a more intimate union, do not awaken love. Why? Because love is a very powerful emotion. It's a very powerful thing. And when it is awoken, it's very, very difficult to put back in the box, right? When you open up love, it is very difficult to put back in the box. And I tell people this all the time, and this is why boundaries are so helpful. You know, boundaries are very helpful because it makes sure that you are going to, you know, control yourself and not let these love and emotions get out of hand and start dictating everything you do. You know, we talked about that. Make sure that your emotions are in check, that you're able to hear from the Lord, and make sure that your emotions are in check so that they're not guiding you, okay, but that the Lord is. And you remember, we also talked about having people in your life that can speak into you and you can listen to, because sometimes you just can't hear well when you have all these emotions going on in your life. Now, here's just a few tips that I suggest for you when you're looking for, you know, or you're in a relationship, you know, cultivating that relationship, or you're looking for your spouse. Number one is, we've talked about this, make sure you know your values and virtues, right? Make sure you know where you're going. You know, don't get into a relationship, like I said, with someone who dishonors you or disrespects you or doesn't hold your same values and virtues. Number two, know how to set those healthy and safe boundaries, you know, like we were talking about. And what does that look like? Well, it could look like you not saying I love you to the other person until it really is time. Right? Because there's always, you know, there's that rush. Who's going to say I love you first? Are you going to say it? Am I going to say it? All right? And then when the other person says it, it's like, well, I love you too. Okay? It's like they beat me to it. That's okay. Like, you don't want to awaken love before it's due. So be careful with what you say, right? You know, think of relationships. There are levels to a relationship, right? And you progress up this ladder from not very intimate to more intimate as you go up this ladder. Okay, now that ladder, it also has a correlation with trust. So as you move up in your relationship intimacy, you should be moving up in your trust with one another. Okay, so think of it as two ladders that go side by side. Now, if you try to move too quickly in your intimacy ladder without the trust being built, you're going to get a very unstable relationship. Your trust has to dictate the level of intimacy that you're going to come into with that other person. So if you're saying, I love you to someone before it's time, you have potentially damaged a relationship. It has become very unstable. All right? And so you make sure you can understand where you're at in a relationship. In our relationship, we didn't say I love you until we were engaged. All right? Now, other safe boundaries. If you are cultivating a relationship with someone, be careful with what you do. Know your limitations. Know your weakness. Protect your purity. If y'all both like movies, don't invite him or her over to your house late at night to watch a movie. Okay? Especially if, you know, you live in an apartment or even if you live with your parents and they're not there. That's just not safe. Right? That's not safe. Bethel Church in Redding, California, they do a whole teaching on boundaries and safe boundaries, and they give the example of two of their students who did exactly what I said, and they ended up getting pregnant. Now, they were engaged, but they ended up getting pregnant before they were even married, and then what they had to do is they literally had to go through and walk through an entire process of just really kind of breaking off the shame that they had created in their life. And it's a really amazing story. I know Danny Silk talks about it in his Culture of Honor book, but it's a really beautiful story. But it's a perfect example of, look, I don't care who you are. These were two students who were in ministry, right? I don't care who you are. Anyone can fall into temptations if you're not being careful with your boundaries, right? So obviously be careful with your physical boundaries. Like, look, if you're going out on to date, or if you're going out to do something with this person, make sure that you have a plan, right? Make sure you have a plan. We're going to go here. We're going to do this. We're going to go there. Because if you don't have a plan and you just get in the car, well, let's just drive around, right? Okay, that's not very safe, and it could end in situations that you don't want it to end in. So make sure you have a plan. Always surround yourself with other people and friends as well, okay? And these are things to protect your purity, but also protect the trust level in that relationship. Like I said, don't awaken love that's not ready, okay? Don't come out with the I love you. Don't come out with the I can't live without you. Don't come out with the you're the one for me if you've been dating a month, okay? Or you've been in this relationship for a month, right? Now, the next tip I have for you is be careful with titles. Okay, I don't like them. I don't recommend using titles. You know, I've kind of said that. I didn't call Camila my girlfriend. She didn't call me her boyfriend. We're careful with titles. Why? Because the title is going to dictate what you do. So if you call someone your girlfriend, you're going to live up to the expectations of that title. When someone has a title on them, there's a responsibility to live up to that title that comes on you. Now, what happens is, because we live in the world, a lot of times, unfortunately, we get our definitions of titles from the world. So if we say girlfriend and boyfriend, then what does the world portray as the responsibilities of a girlfriend or boyfriend, right? Because I can tell you, if you live in the United States, it's not very moral, okay? Boyfriends and girlfriends can live together, and they can have sex outside of marriage, and that's completely fine by our culture standards. But we are not of this world, right? We need to chase after God's original intentions and plans for marriage and purity. So that's why I say be careful with titles. I don't like them, because titles, they tend to put people in a box, and they tend to bring a weight of expectations. Well, if I'm her boyfriend, then that means I should probably be doing this, this, and this, okay? And that's not necessarily good. So don't put titles on things. Okay, don't put titles on things. And again, we're talking about that ladder of intimacy. As you go up from not as intimate, as you move up to more intimate, you need to be careful, and you need to make sure that you're moving up that ladder and the progression that the Lord has for you, right? Because what happens if you move up that ladder too much and then you realize, I don't know if this is of the Lord? Well, man, you are in a relationship that is high in intimacy, low in trust, very unstable, right? But because of emotions or maybe even responsibilities that you feel, you might feel trapped in that relationship. Okay, and that what's the important thing to do if that happens is to be honest. Be honest. You know, I know sometimes it's scary, but be honest and make sure you can talk with the person and be like, whoa, hey, I think we're not heading in the right direction here. Okay. Now, another thing that's also important, and this is my next tip, is make sure to talk about these things with the person you're in a relationship with. Have open and honest communication. Make these things clearly understood. Like if there's, don't allow there to be that elephant in the room between y'all. Y'all need to have conversations about everything. You know, when me and my wife first started getting into a relationship and we started cultivating our friendship, you know, we were open and honest. I was open and honest about everything. You know, I said, look, I'm not looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Like, I'm looking for someone that I'm going to marry. Okay. I was very open and honest about holding hands or kissing. I said, I don't want to do that because I don't want to open something up in our hearts if it's not ready yet. Okay. And that I think is just wisdom. Don't stir up emotions in someone until it's ready. And I will say this, there are people out there who that is their goal. They want to stir up emotions in you. They want to stir up these feelings in you, and they have no intention of commitment. No intention of commitment. And so, I remember telling my wife, I said, look, when I say yes to something, I'm committed. Like, I am committed, and I'm going to do it. Okay? If I say yes, even if it costs me, I am going to make sure that I stand up to my commitment. And, you know, that's someone that you want, someone who's going to honor that. But there, you need to be careful, and you need to make sure you're praying and asking the Lord, because there will be people out there who their whole goal is to stir up these emotions in you, because those emotions are going to lead to other things, all right? And that could be their intention. So communication is so important at this stage. Again, don't be afraid to be completely honest. Don't be afraid to be completely open with your communication. That needs to be something that you are constantly looking for in a relationship. That doesn't mean scare the other person off, right? But you need to have trust. And that's how you build trust, is through communication. And, you know, make sure to know yourself. Like I just said earlier, make sure to know your weaknesses, your strengths. You know, if there's something that you know you just, I can't do this because it's just, I don't have a lot of self-control in that area, then don't do it. Okay, don't do it. Make sure that when you come into this relationship, that you establish with the other person, like, look, the most important thing right now is that I stay pure, my purity. And you want to be in a relationship with someone who values their purity and your purity as well. Okay, remember we talked about that in previous podcasts. So these are just a few of the examples I like to give in terms of just healthy dating advice. But again, as always, you know, this is a process where the Lord needs to be very much involved. It's a process where you need to have people that you trust speaking into your life. And it's a process where you need to go slow. Don't rush anything, right? Don't rush anything. Because right now, when you are looking for your spouse, when you are really looking for that helpmate that God has for you, I mean, you don't want to rush it. You want to make sure you do it right. Okay, because this is going to affect your life, not just your life, but potentially your kids and your grandkids, all right? So you want to make sure that you're laying the foundation. It really is a battle that's bigger than you, okay? Finding your spouse is a battle that's bigger than you, because it includes multiple people and it includes multiple generations. So it really is worth the fight. And a lot of people, when they're in relationships, they say, this just feels bigger than me. It's because it is. You're talking about generations of your family that's affected by this, all right? So you really are fighting for not just your purpose and destiny, but the purpose and destiny of your children and their children and so forth and so on. So that's it for today's episode. I hope it helped you guys. We'll probably come back with one more episode this week for our marriage, relationship, and purity series. And then after that, we're going to switch to a new series. So hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Jesus is Lord.